This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Property taxes are set to go way up across Colorado, but state lawmakers plan to introduce a bill next week they say will soften the blow. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis says the bill will increase how much a home's value is exempted from taxes and will also temporarily reduce property tax rates.
Nobody should be priced out of where they live just because their property tax has gone up, especially seniors on a fixed income.
With home values way up, Polis says property taxes are set to go up an average of 20%. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado employers may no longer be allowed to ask people their age in job applications. CPR's Tony Gorman explains that that's only if Governor Polis signs a bill that's now on his desk.
The Job Application Fairness Act would also forbid employers from asking about people's date of birth or graduation date on a job application. Employers wouldn't be able to get that information until later in the hiring process. The bill has exceptions, like if a job has an age requirement related to the safety of the job. If Polis signs the bill, it will go into effect next year. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado hunters may see more competition for big game licenses this year. The state has proposed a 12% reduction in the number of available tags. CPR's Tom Hess says the biggest cuts would be in Northwest Colorado.
The cuts could number in the thousands after the toughest winter in four decades for big game animals near Rangeley. Colorado Parks and Wildlife staff suggest reducing hunting licenses by as much as 94% after a winter that saw significant die-off for pronghorn, elk, and deer. CPW commissioners will take up the recommendations at a meeting in Glenwood Springs next week. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Families who applied for Colorado's Universal Preschool Program got matched with schools this week. The governor's office says some 25,000 families matched with one of their top choices. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.